You're listening to SBS News.
Fatima is a Syrian refugee who's long been praised for her ability as a cook by family and friends. But when her husband died with COVID-19, she needed to support her family. She says her kitchen in Jordan has become an unexpected lifeline, both financially and emotionally.
I feel extreme happiness. A person feels valued in society, and it's beautiful to work and feel productive. It's not nice to not work or not feel productive.
Fatima's meals and snacks are now sold in stores right across Jordan. She's just one of many women who've benefited from the Leading Women Fund. It's led by a network of Australian women, and it helps refugees overcome financial and administrative burdens to get a small business up and running. One of them is Janine Ellis, the chief executive of Boost Juice. She's also an ambassador for the UN Refugee Agency and recently travelled to Jordan to see how the agency's Leading Women Fund is changing lives. She says the help the fund gives women like Fatima might seem small, but it's crucial.
Enable her to get a fridge, like a large enough fridge so she actually do her catering. And, you know, for us it's like, oh, a fridge, but for her that's the difference between a business or no business.
Ms. Ellis says the amounts of money needed aren't always big either.
The message I've taken out of it is that it's not a lot of money that makes a difference. And, you know, when they're talking about, okay, I get $180 extra a month, that's the difference between having a roof over my head or not.
For refugees around the world, their reality is an existence underpinned by uncertainty and a lingering dependence on aid. In Jordan, most of more than 663,000 Syrians who fled the war now live within the broader community. But these communities are often just as disadvantaged. Fiona Allen from the UN Refugee Agency says there's a key feeling amongst these communities.
The key reason is also that after 11 years of being a refugee, you want to feel able to move forward with your own life in a dignified way.
Self-employment is an ideal solution for many women who are also busy with child-rearing. Most of the businesses focus on food production, needlework or tailoring. Dozens are now trading regularly, breaking the cycle of dependence on aid. And Fatima says her business has intergenerational benefits.
I was able to get my daughter an education. Thank God that I was able to give my youngest an education and I was not forced to stop her from studying.
More than 120 women have now launched businesses, some so successful they've been able to offer work to other women. Greg Diet, SBS News.